Just accept it's final. It's real and not a dream.
Favorite radio station, Irish Radio.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org.
For requests and dedications, contact Julie Healy in the studio now via our website at www.irishradio.org.
Hello there, this is Daniel here.
Hello, this is Michael English.
Hi, this is Mick Flavin.
Hello there, this is Robert Mazzell.
Hi, this is Thomas Maguire.
And this is Fiona Ennis.
Hi folks, this is Nathan Cott.
Hi guys, Mike Denver here.
Hi everybody, Jerry Guthrie here.
Hello folks, John McNichol here.
Hi, this is Tony Stevens.
Hi guys, it's Johnny Brady here.
Hey guys, Lee Matthews here.
Hi, this is Sonia Crehan.
Hi, this is Charlie Pratt.
Hi, this is Billy Ray Cyrus.
Hi, this is Hal Ketchum.
Welcome to a brand new episode of
Irish Roots with Julie Healy.
If you see me in some
stop.
Mervyn Owens, the brand new album, Hard Times.
Once again, they were led by our gallant John Joe.
Mervyn Owens, the great new album, Hard Times.
For the bright lights of London.
Mervyn Owens' brand new 15-track album is now available. For details, telephone 00353-86063-9069. That's 00353-86063-9069. Mervyn Owens' the great new album, Hard Times.
And we dance all night.
We left our camp and all our friends back there in Tennessee. I bought a one-way ticket she had often begged me for. Then I took her to the streets of Baltimore. Her heart was filled with laughter. She saw those pretty lights, and she said the prettiest place on earth was Baltimore at night. When a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for, then I took her to the streets of Baltimore. Got myself a factory job. I ran no machine. Bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. But every night when I came home with every muscle sore, she would drag me to the streets of Baltimore. Well, I did my best to bring her back to what she used to be. But I soon learned she loved those bright lights much, much more than she loved me. Now I'm going back on that same train that brought me here before. But my being was streets of Baltimore. Yes, my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
That was Mervyn Owens there, and a very good afternoon to all your listeners and friends out there. Thank you all for tuning in to me here on irishradio.org. I'm Julie, and I'll be with you until 3 o'clock. Broadcasting from the Four Country Roads here in Glenamaddy, northeast Galway, right here on the Atlantic Ocean, overlooking the beautiful lakes. A little bit windy, a little bit misty, and Thank God we don't have any great big floods like they have in other countries. Hope you're all doing well. You'll have a wonderful weekend. It's Halloween here tonight, so there'll be lots of fairies and spooks out, so do be careful. Don't forget, if you have any special requests, or you can WhatsApp me on 087-904-9388, or you get me on tickettyboo52julie@gmail.com. If you're out of Ireland, you have to dial 00353-87904-9388. So I hope you're all well, and here is one from the Whistling Donkeys. Whistling Donkeys there and Dream Catch Me. Here's one from Kenny Archer this time.
Have you ever been awakened by the crowing of a rooster while the night dew is still heavy on the ground and the voice of Uncle Ben seems to break the morning silence, bringing lights to windows all around? It's time to rise and shine, start another hard work day.
Get the cows in and start the milking chores. It's nice to think about it, maybe even visit, but I wonder could I live there anymore. Something about the smell of cornbread, cooking on a wood stove, seems to bring a picture to my mind of a little three-roomed house with Mama in the kitchen. But she can't stop to talk, ain't got the time. She's a-fixin' Daddy's supper, he's a-workin' overtime, trying to pay our bill at the grocery store. It's nice to think about it, maybe even visit, but I wonder could I live there anymore. As I think about my childhood and of my old hometown, I don't really miss them like before. It's nice to think about it, maybe even visit, but I wonder could I live there anymore. Yes, it's nice to think about it, maybe even visit, but I wonder could I live there anymore.
There was Kenny Archer there, and I wonder if I could live there anymore. Hello to all the listeners down under, and Mark Eakle and all the Australian listeners, and right across the world to all the different countries. Hope you're all doing well. Here's one from Sean Brennan this time.
Something so wrong, feeling so right with you. True love disguised, hidden out of sight, in this rented motel room.
The guilt we thought we'd left behind waits right outside the door. But for a night
and your kiss is on the tip.
That was Sean Brennan there, and 100 years from now, we won't be around, all of us that are tuned into Irish radio now. But anyway, we'll make the best of the years that we have. Here's one from John Hogan this time.
Oh, the roof is worn and the birds build there. At the empty windows I stop and I stare. At the crumbling walls I see inside. Of tears of sadness I can't hide. Oh, the fireplace. In winter time to warm my hands is now a mess of sticks and stones. This once was the heart of our dear home. Oh, I stand in the shade of that old oak tree in a tidal wave of memory. What's now, what's left for me? Oh, golden, golden memory. Are the weeds have climbed that garden wall, where once the flowers grew so tall? Oh, tended to by my mother. The apple tree is no longer there. In days it shaded my father's chair, where he would sit when day was done. I to watch the golden setting sun. Oh, I stand in the shade of that old. In a tidal wave of memories. What's lost, what's now, what's left for me? Oh, golden, golden memory. Now as the autumn days draw near, from the past sweet sounds I can hear, as I stand amidst my youthful days, a frozen in my heart's day. And now it's time. Across the ocean I must fly, and leave behind that old oak tree, and in my heart those memories. Oh, I stand in the shade of that old oak tree, in a tidal wave of memories. What's lost, what's now, what's left for me? Oh, golden, golden memory. What's lost, what's now, what's left for me? Oh, golden, golden memory.
Here was John Hogan there, and all about golden memories. Well, here's a song from the Dublin City Ramblers. This was one of their, well, it was probably their greatest hit. They have lots of hits, but this is probably one of their greatest, written by Pete St. John. Here they are.
lost on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin City in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy, as the light declines, I'll remember Dublin City in the rare old times. My name, it is John Dempsey, as Dublin as could be, born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress, my trade to memory. Courted Peggy Dignam, as pretty as you please, a rogue and child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap, with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham. She took away my soul. Ring a ring a rosy, as the light declines, I'll remember Dublin City in the rare old times. The years have made me bitter, the gargles dimmed me brain, 'cause Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The pillar and the Met have gone, the Rhyl long since fall down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. Ring a ring a rosy, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Farewell, sweet Anna Liffey, I can no longer stay, and watch the new glass cages that spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City.
That was Sean McGuinness there from the Dublin City Ramblers and Dublin City in the Rare Old Times. Here's Robert Mazel.
I don't believe that's how you feel. I don't believe that you don't love me. I guess I must have hurt you bad. And I sure regret the things I told you now. I don't believe
that we're all through. I don't believe that it's all over. Let's forget who's right or wrong and remember we belong together. Let's forgive and forget and start over. We all make mistakes now and then.
There was Robert Mazzell there. Well, here's one this time from the Drunkard Son.
In an old dusty attic of a tenement house, I happened to wonder one day. Shavings and chips, a drunkard's poor little boy lay. Oh, why are you lying here up in the cold? What makes you lie on this hard bed? My father's a drunkard and he beat me today. My darling I would not steal. He said he would kill me the next time I failed. And I'm so afraid, sir, he will. I'm leaving you here, son, I sadly replied. But I will be back right away. Turned to the attic, I found that Jesus had been there that day. The chips and the shavings were there as before, and the little boy lying on his bed with tears on his cheeks and his hands by his side. The poor little fellow was dead. A picture of his mother lay close to his heart. A faint little note by his head. As I opened the paper, my eyes filled with tears. For these are the words that I read. I'm hiding with Jesus across dear mother, forever I'll dwell. And thank you, dear mister, for your kindness to me. And now it's all right if you tell.
It was all about the drunkard's son there. Hello to you, Jen, over there in Florida. I hope you're doing well. And thank you for tuning in to me. Here's The Voyage.
First mate,
signed on together, we coupled our fate.
Hold up our anchor, determined not to fail. For the heart's treasure, together we set sail.
With no maps to guide us, we steered our own course. Rode out the storms when the winds were gale force.
Set out the doldrums in patience and hope.
Working together, we learned how to cope.
Life is an ocean, love is a boat.
In troubled waters, it keeps us afloat.
When we started the voyage, there was just me and you.
Now gather round us, we have our own cruise.
Together we're in this relationship. We built it with care to last the whole trip. My true destination's not marked on any charts.
We're navigating the shores of the heart.
Life is an ocean. Love is a boat
in troubled waters. It keeps us afloat.
When we started the voyage, there was just me and you.
Now gathered round us, we have our own crew.
Life is an ocean. Love is a boat
in troubled waters that keeps us afloat.
When we started the voyage, there was just me and you.
But now, look around us, we have our own crew.
Here was The Voyage there, and by Mark Hayes. Hope you enjoy that one. Here's one from Don Williams.
I love you forever and a day. That's what the love songs like to say. In love, it seems life is but a dream. When we started out it felt that way. But it didn't take us very long. That the world is not a song. Life gets blue, and love does too. You learn to forgive and just go on. Maybe that's all.
John Williams there, and maybe that's all it takes. Well, here's one from Lauren McCrory this time.
He said, I love you till I die. She told him you'll forget in time. And as the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon him. Mind. He kept her picture on his wall. Went half crazy now and then, but he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back. Some letters by his bed, dated 1962, and he had underlined in red every single I love you. Oh, I went to see him just today.
wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind. This time, he's over her for good. He stopped loving her.
Requests and dedications, contact Julie Healy in the studio now via our website at www.irishradio.org.
As I rambled in through Galway City in a world of my own, down by the quay, I came across a strange old man playing his fiddle. I became a fan. He played that fiddle as no man could. He bore down tunes and was covered in mud. I wondered why he was standing there, begging for money. I didn't look fair. I approached this man with such great care, with a questioning mind and eyes so dear. He smiled towards me as I looked at him, and I knew in my heart his life so dear. I asked him why such a brilliant was here on the street with all of the men. He replied so kindly, I'm here for the poor, for I live in fine spin, Joey out and win more. I wondered where he had learned to play with such compassion. I do have to say, I've seen fine fiddlers, but never before had I heard fine music right from the core. He said he had learned from the birds in the sky, songs each morning he played till he died. He learned to listen to the breeze, to the heather, and play to his whistling in all types of weather. Gathered in the street just to hear him play was all time real. His love for music has been revealed. As I left that old man, I thanked him so much. From deep inside my heart he did touch. A man without want, just helping the poor. A lesson I learned, that's a great thing for sure. He said he had learned from the birds in the sky, songs each morning he played till he died. He learned to listen to the breeze, to the heather, and play to his whistling in all types of weather.
Linda Welby there and the Galway Fiddler. Well, here's one this time from Glenn Levi.
When you're asleep beside me, I watch you like this. Your hand upon the pillow and moonlight in your hair. I get the warmest feeling, so good I almost cry. I kiss your sleeping lips and say, I love you till I die. Oh, girl of mine, you make my day. One sunny smile and all just roll away. Eyes deep as the sea seem to say to me, our love
I love you, girl of mine. Sometimes I know I hurt you when things ain't going right. I walk away and leave you to face the lonely night. I wouldn't blame you, darling, if you walked out on me, but I return to find you there, still waiting patiently. Oh, girl of mine, you make my day. One sunny smile and all the clouds just roll.
That was Glenn Levi there from Perth in Australia, Girl of Mine. Here's one from Malcolm Coulter this time.
One day I saw a garden full of flowers. Their beauty was of joy beyond compare. So I bent down and picked a pretty red rose and gave it to my sweetheart standing there and smiling softly. She bent over and as we strolled down the laneway hand in hand, I felt so proud to see upon her finger a token of our love, a wedding band. It's true that I have found the fairest flower. How I'm so lucky, heaven only knows. I love her more with every passing hour. She's my woman, she's my wife, she's my rose. Sometimes I think that life is like a garden and we are all God's flowers in His care. Then one by one the good Lord He will pick up to walk with Him up heaven's golden stairs. It's true that I have found the fairest flower. How I'm so lucky, heaven only knows.
I love her more with every passing hour. She's my woman, she's my wife, she's my role. She's my woman, she's my wife, she's my rose.
It was Malcolm Coulter there and She's My Rose. Here's one from the Strummer Boys this time. Drummer Boys there.
Julie Healy, live on your favourite radio station, Irish Radio.
Annabella, you told me that you'd call yesterday. I'd like to hear just what you got to say. You tell me yes, you tell me no. You tell me stop and tell me go. Don't know if I'm coming or going. You're just like a runaway train, more twist than a hurricane. Either way, there's no chance of nowhere. Hey, Annabella,
you'd call yesterday. Annabella, I'd like to hear just what you got to say. All the guys from down my street say Annabella, she's so sweet. When you walk that sachet like you do, looking back to check they're looking, smiley sweetly man you're cooking. You leave them acting like they're crazy fools. Annabella, you told me that you'd call yesterday. Hear just what you got to say. Guess I'll never tie you down with all the other guys around, and you're always giving them a come on. Face the facts for me, no action. Baby, you're the main attraction. The girl that everybody's getting hung on. Annabella, you told me that you'd call yesterday. Just what you got to say. Annabella, Annabella.
That was Colin Burke there and All About Annabella. Here's one from Colin Kenny this time.
I saw her, it was turning colder. That was years ago. Last I heard, she had moved to Boulder. Where she's now, I don't know. But there's something about this time of year that spins my head. Takes me back, makes me wonder what she's doing now. 'Cause what she's doing now is tearing me apart, filling up my mind and emptying my heart. I can hear her call each time the cold wind blows. I wonder if she knows what she's doing now. Just relax, I dialed her own number. No one knew. Phone, sat there and wondered if she's ever done the same. I took a walk in the evening wind to clear my head somehow. But tonight I lie here thinking what she's doing. Now staring me apart, filling up my mind and emptying my heart. I can hear her call each time the call.
There was Colin Kinney there. What you doing now? Well, God only knows. Here's one from Louise Morrissey this time.
I still believe in where this love came from. And locked our hearts outside. But it takes more than words to keep good love alive. You saw me cry and wondered why the tears. Yet time slipped by.
There was Louise Morrissey there.
I don't have a gold mine in Alaska. This won't be the year I fly to Rome. I don't have oil wells in Oklahoma, but I got a kingdom I call home. I don't have an army in my kingdom, but I don't have to fight my wars alone. And for the love of my woman is all I need to help me rule this kingdom I call home. For the queen of the castle wears a plain cotton dress,
like a little princess plays with paper dolls, while the keeper of the kingdom is rich in happiness, and the world is locked outside the palace wall. World may never know I walked its valleys. History won't carve my name in stone. But when my children are grown, they'll remember there was love in this kingdom they called home. And the queen of the castle wears a plain cotton dress. The little princess plays with paper dolls, while the keeper of the kingdom is rich in happiness, and the world is locked outside the palace walls. Yes, the world is locked outside those palace walls.
There was Ross Malloy there, and Kingdom I Call Home.
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer. My wife often frowns when we're out on the town, and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth, and she thinks I'm uncouth. Why yell as the waiter goes by? I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes you feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer. Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene, and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. All this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes beer.
There was Tom T. Hall there. Here's one from Terry Lynn.
Even if
Terry Lynn there. Hope you enjoy that one. Here's one from Alistair Spence.
Bessie was a lovely child from West Tennessee. Leroy was an outlaw, or dead at me. One day she saw him staring and it chilled her to the bone. And she knew she had to see that look on a child of her own. Oh, ladies, love I babies love stray dogs. Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold. Outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul. Linda was a lady, blonde and built to last. Billy was an older guitar picker running from his past. She heard all his songs telling nothing but bad news, but she made her mind up to try to get him win or lose. For ladies love outlaws like babies love stray dogs. Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold. Outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul. Jesse liked the Cadillacs and diamonds on her hands. Waymore had a reputation as a ladies' man. Late one night her night love finally gave a sign. Jesse parked her Cadillac and took her place in line. For ladies love outlaws like babies. Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold. Outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul. For ladies love outlaws like babies love stray dogs. Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold. Outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul. Outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul.
There was Alistair Spence there from County Tyrone.
Let's keep this party going with Julie Healy.
My faithful friends, It's been so long since I sailed away from my own native home. But Ireland's always been here on my mind. And know what I'd give
own Mac there, an Irish heart. Well, here's one from Tom Healy and Sinead.
Take me back to my home, o'er the deep and rolling foam, to a place that is very dear to me, where in memory I go by the glen of Arklow. Neath the galleries so wild and so free, it was there I spent all my young and tender years, roaming those hills up and down. And the times we had there in the lovely town of Care. I'll never forget old Tipperary town.
From Cashel all the kings to Nina and Musgrave,
Newport and Clonmel I want to see.
I long once more to roam
when I once again go home.
I hear my Tipperary calling me.
It is beauty and charm of its own. But the people I meet there in the crowded city streets speaks a language that I have never known. There is nothing so grand as a green and lovely land between the silver mines and Temple Moor. Just to see the sunshine on the slopes of Slievenamon, where the brave and gallant fell in days of yore.
From Cashel all the kings to Nina and Musgrave,
Newport and Clonmel I want to see.
I long once more to roam
when I once again go home.
I hear my Tipperary calling me. From Cashel all the kings to Nina and Musgrave,
Newport and Clonmel I want to see.
I long once more to roam
when I once again go home.
I hear my Tipperary calling me. I hear my Tipperary calling me.
There was Tom Healy there and Tipperary calling me. Sinead Black there.
My grandfather's a guardian still plays them no CD. He used to play the reels of Kerry and all the Irish tunes. You'd hear the notes all ringing out as you move from room to room. All the neighbors gathered round to listen for the night. And when he played the Galway shawl, it filled them with delight. Down upon his knee and he would start to play. My grandfather's accordion still plays them notes today. With a hat upon his head and a pipe stuck in his mouth, he told us all great stories every time that he was out. He'd have a good one-liner, whatever the case may be, and we would all be happy to be in his company. Everyone admired. He put it down upon his knee and he was start to play. My grandfather's accordion still plays them notes today. With the beat of the power on and the fiddle in full flight, old Bob got out his box and played with all his might. The party it was started, and the sparks flew from the ground, with the stomping of the hobnail boots as the dancing a magic sound. My grandfather's accordion's full of history and pride. He played it till the early hours, which everyone admired. He put it down upon his knee and he would start to play. My grandfather's accordion still plays them notes today. My grandfather's accordion's full of history and pride. He played it till the early hours, which everyone admired. He put it down upon his knee and he would start to play. My grandfather's accordion still plays them notes today.
Hey! You! There was young Jack Keogh there, and here's Connie Smith.
The nights were dark and long. I spent a million all alone, but I could have loved another. day when you came back, my patience was rewarded, for I never once stopped loving you.
Remembrance dance for Jane Shevlin on Friday the 22nd of November in the Glencastle Lounge in Glinsk. A beautiful marble quartz seat to be unveiled in his honour. A live band with artists such as Johnny Carroll, Ellie O'Neill and many more. Tickets available from the venue or from Julie on 087 904 9388. That's 087 904 9388. Remembrance dance for James Shevlin on Friday the 22nd of November.
Rock and roll or jazz or blues.
there was a song from my last album, so waiting for the next one. Hello to you, John Foley, over there in Chicago. Well, we've got miserable weather here as well, but we don't care because we have sunshine in our souls over here, and we won't panic. We've got an election coming up soon. Here's Stacey Breen. That was Stacey Breen there from Wexford. Here's Stephen Rosny this time, singing with his wife.
We don't need to fix it white fence today, honey. It's something we can work on.
And I don't need
on square, come each month's end, honey, it's something we can work on.
If you still can't take your mother's friend, maybe it's something we can work on.
Honey, it's something we can work on. We can build our dreams together. We'll get it done with our own hands. We'll build a love that lasts forever. We'll take a step day by day, cause love was built same way, something we can work on.
If the doors all creak and your truck won't start, maybe it's something we can work on.
And if you feel like we're drifting apart, honey, it's something we can work on. Honey, it's something we can work on. We can build our dreams together. We'll get it done with our own hands. We'll build a love that lasts forever. We'll take a step day by day, cause love was built the same way. Honey, it's something we can work on.
Honey, bright while we've got a spark. Maybe it's something we can work on.
I see how kind of love can't be torn apart, cause it's something we can work on. Honey, it's something we can work on. We can build our dreams together. We'll get it done with our own hands. We'll build a love that lasts forever. We'll take a step day by day, cause love was built the same way. Honey, it's something we can work on. Honey, it's something we can work on. We can build our dreams together. We'll get it done with our own hands. We'll build a love that lasts forever. We'll take a step day by day, cause love was built the same way.
Honey,
something we can work on.
Stephen Rosner there singing with his wife. Here's one from Daryl Singletree this time.
Walk through this world with me. Go where I go. Share all my dreams with me. I need you so. In life we search, and some of us find. I've looked for you a long, long time, and now that come take my hand and walk through this world with me. Walk through this world with me. Go where share all my dreams with me. I've searched for you so. And now that I've found you, new horizons I see. Come take my hand and walk through this world.
Take my hand and walk through this world with me.
Here's one from Mark Roberts this time.
When I was a little bitty boy, just above the floor, we used to go down to Grandma's house every month and just so. We'd have chicken pie, country ham, homemade butter on the bread. Now the best darn thing about Grandma's house is a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole border cloth for the chicks. It hold eight kids at 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun, Grandma's feather bed. Now after supper we'd sit around the fire, the old folks spit and chew. Pa talk about the farm and the war, and Granny sing a ballad or two. Well, I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I'd know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole bottle pop for the tick. It
a four-hound dog, and a pity just drove from the ship. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun, and ran off spare the bed. Well, I love my ma, I love my pa, I love granny and grandpa too. The big fisher with my uncle, I wrestled with my cousin, I even kissed Aunt Lou. Ooh, but if I ever had to make a choice, guess it ought to be said, I'd trade them all for the gal down the road for grandma's feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 40 geese, took a hold for the cock for the tick. It only kids at 4 hound dogs in a piggy that stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun in grandma's feather bed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun in grandma's feather bed.
There was Mark Roberts there. Thank you all for tuning in to me on IrishRadio.org this afternoon. Hello to Bridie Pease and all the family over there in Stamford, Connecticut, and to Eddie over there in San Francisco, and all the listeners in San Francisco, New York, and all over the world. I'll be back tomorrow with 2 hours of more great music. So in the meantime, it's Halloween night here, so the fairies and the spooks will be out. In fact, they're out all year. They never leave us. So from Julie, until tomorrow, thanks for listening, and bye-bye now.